world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, man, I want to talk twice as fast today as normal. Twice as fast. I was just telling folks before we went live here, I had a word from the Lord, and I was trying to explain to them. I'll try to explain to you. Folks, don't spiritualize that. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Another voice they will not hear. And we're told to obey the voice of the Lord. Now, look. They all begin with thoughts. Every action that you've done in your life begins with a thought. I'm hungry. I'm sleepy. We need gas. I got to go to Staples. Whatever it is, it begins with a thought. And then your action gives life to the thought. Is anybody out there understand what I'm talking about? Your thought gives action when you respond to it. And the scripture says what? To take captive every thought. So constantly the Lord and the evil one must be speaking to us through thoughts. And we're not smart enough that's not the right word. We have to take captive those thoughts. And by captive, I mean take them and own them. Take them and own them. And I was explaining to the folks, I was upstairs. It's 5:30. I get up at 5:30 in the morning and I dive right in and I try to prepare the show. And I could grab my wife and drag her by the hair down here into my multimillion-dollar studio. She would tell you that I said, oh, Michelle, I just heard from the Lord. I just heard from the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Does some booming voice come? My house shake? No, it came as a thought. And I said, oh, my goodness, capture that thought and act upon it. Anybody think I'm sounding crazy this morning? I'm gonna take you on a tour here this morning. Yeah, Craig, it's a small, still voice. He doesn't yell at you. Sometimes he does yell at you, but he doesn't usually. Huh? Oh, I know this. The most tender moments I have with my wife is when I'm whispering to her. When she's speaking softly back to me. Hey folks, I'm a coach. If the coach has to scream and holler at you to get you to play hard, you ain't any good. You got to naturally play hard. And think about the things that you do. Think how you in your life train your children to obey your voice. To obey your voice. Don't do that because you're the stand between. You're the go-between between you and your children. They haven't learned to understand the voice of God yet. So you're the parent and you say, no. No, no, you don't do that. We don't do that. Put that back. We don't steal. Do you understand? Just as we are the children of God, he speaks to us and says, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You know better than that. Don't do that. We're doing the same thing to our children. Oh, man, I don't know if you guys are, well, I'm going to get into some really, really good stuff. I'm going to take communion here. I appreciate Joe getting up on the West Coast, getting up so early out there. And, hit you in the mouth this morning. Hillary's going to go to jail. And hey, Craig, this prophetic action. I'm going to blow you away. I'm going to blow you. See, I've been doing this show for, what show is this? 2,464. Somebody do the math for me again. That's 52 weeks times 5. What would that be? 52 times 5. 52 times 5 is a year. So how many years are there? Anyway, I've been doing this a while. And 260 shows. I can't be right. I mean, it is. I'm trying to find out how long we've been doing it. 260 per year. 260. It's almost 10 years. Been doing this. I'm going to take you on a tour here this morning. I'm going to take you on a way back machine. Joe, that's a tough act to follow. Come on in, brother. Lead us in communicate in the communion. We're going somewhere today. Go ahead.
Okay, producer. Morning, everyone. Communion this morning is John 1, 6 to 17. The reading was John 1, 6 to 17. And then I think we have Matthew afterwards. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
Wow, that's what we're talking about right there.
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
You get that? Huh? You just ain't old Joe Carrico walking around in your flesh. You're a son of God. Huh? He gave him the power to be the son of God. Are you kidding me? The dead religion we deal with. Keep going, Joe.
Even to
hang
them.
On, that hang, on, hang on. Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. You guys ever dealing with some business somewhere? It doesn't matter where it is. And you call the business owner and business owner's not there. But they said, hey, you can talk to my son. You talk to my son. Because why? The son has the authority of the father. Yes or no? He has the authority of the father. Are we sons of God? Do we have the authority? Does God say, listen to my boy, listen to my boys? Go ahead, Joe. This is good. This is deeper than some of you are picking up.
Even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Wow. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again with gratitude in our hearts. Gratitude that we worship the one true God who gave his only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we really cannot fathom or understand how the Creator of the entire universe could do this. But we receive it and we're filled with gratitude. And we try to understand. So, Lord, we are grateful We're also grateful for communion. Communion that reminds us of what he did for us. And we ask that you bless this bread and this drink representing his body and blood that was shed for us. And we ask that you refresh us and remind us as to the fact that we were created by your will. We are here for your purpose, not our own. We are your ambassadors here. And help, and as Coach was saying, Lord, you speak to us all the time, but we need to learn to listen to that still small voice. We need to take captive every thought. Only allowing into our lives those thoughts which are from you, because the enemy also sends his orders to us, which we should not obey, which we should take captive and not allow to trespass in our minds. So help us to have discernment of the Holy Spirit, to know which thoughts are from you and which are not. And to let have residence in us only those thoughts from you, Lord, so that we can learn to walk the walk you would have us walk. And so we ask that you forgive us our sins and transgressions and bring us cleansed into your sight. For communion is a holy act that we do. And we are grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine till that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you getting up so early to be with us here, man. All right. Bear with me here a bit, okay? I mean, this is really, it's really thick on me today. My wife, I'm going to take you down memory lane here a little bit on Friday, okay? It's important, first of all, that we understand that today we are launching Operation 31. So what? Operation 31. Go ahead and click on that, Jared, if you, or Spencer, if you can. Operation 31. Now look, folks. Excuse me, put in the chat for us. Here's Operation 31. 31 days, excuse me, here in the month of August. Operation 31 begins today. And here's one of the things that I've been getting calls and texts. Hey, folks, listen, I just got a real anointing on me, okay? So bear with me here a second. And I'm finding out that we'll talk about going to prayer walking and doing it on Saturdays, which we still want you to do. Every Saturday this month, go get a group and go do a prayer walk, whatever it would be. And this week, we would like you to prayer walk, anoint the four corners of your town. Go to the four corners of your town, and you know, y'all know what to do. Get three or four of you and just go to the city limits and mark it. That's what we'd like you to do today. Shouldn't take you long to do that. And if everybody in here did it, how much territory we would reclaim for the cause of Christ. Stay with me. So But here's the action during the month of August. It's called what? What's the name of this action, Spencer? Operation 31. Gather 31 stones. This is what we want you to, are you looking at me? Are you looking at me? You gather 31 stones. Not your pastor, not your elder of your church. You gather 31 stones, pray over the stones. And then each day of August for 31 days, you are going to drop that stone someplace. Now, I'm not talking about you're going to drive by, get in your car, drive by and throw a stone out. No, you're going to go out and you're going to put your feet and you're going to drop a stone. Maybe you've written a scripture on it, whatever it is. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, whatever's important to you, could be your child's bedroom, could be your school, could be whatever, where let the Holy Spirit speak to you, and he will. And for 31 days, we are all going to go stand and anoint a spot every day. Because why? The rocks will cry out, the Lord said. The rocks will cry out. And each stone that you drop, wherever it would be, you don't need anybody with you, although you can take somebody with you if you want to, if they're willing to go. Because here's where we're having trouble. People can't find people to go. They can't find somebody to go with them. So you're God's emissary. You go do it. All right. So for each day in August, drop a stone in a location. Each stone represents claiming that location for God's kingdom. Hang on. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. In addition to it, before you go or as you go or where you go, you are going to read one proverb. A proverb. Today, read Proverbs 1. Drop the stone on it. Read Proverbs 1. By the way, 31 Proverbs. You know that? So, you're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Start with your own home and work out from there. Anoint an area of your home and drop a stone there. Maybe it would be the entrance. Maybe it would be the driveway. Whatever it would be, you are declaring that property, again, belongs to the Lord. Everybody with me here? Pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you. Take your Bible and pray Bible verses if you want to. But definitely, when you drop the stone, pray a proverb over it. 31, Operation 31. Okay? Now, we'd still love you to go stake your community. Find somebody to go with you on Saturday. All of us go on Saturday someplace. And stake your, what? Come on. Am I making this clear? Anybody? Anybody have a question? I'm itching. I got to move on, man. You guys are big boys and girls. You know what we're talking about.
They're getting it.
What, Chad?
Keep going. They got it.
Okay. Well, I got to get to where I want to get. Folks, the whole world groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I'm going to tie all this together here for you in a second. Okay. Does anybody have any question about Operation 31? What you are going to do. You can see it, do it privately. You can do it alone. I would pray before I went, and I would go, and I would drop a stone. And if we all prayed today, Psalm 1, when you drop it. Proverbs 1. Tomorrow, Proverbs 2. Next day, Proverbs 3. So action. Operation 31. Now, time out. Anybody have any questions? This ain't hard. And I want you to think, I'm talking to you now. How many places, just the people in this queue right here, the 83 of us here, although they're more, a lot more than that watching. Just us. Think how much territory come on. So Operation 31 begins today. And here's what I would do if I were you. I would have in my car, wherever I go, some stones. Because you're going to find out, as you begin to do this, the Holy Spirit's going to stop you and say, go there. Go do that one. Go do that spot right there. Go do it. And you won't have time to say, oh, gee, I got to go home and get a stone. No. This ain't hard. Every place you put your foot, God's given to you as an anointing. Now, I believe this with the help of some others. Craig, I believe this is going to become a national movement. I believe this is going to be the manifestation of the sons of God. That's where things come in. Hmm. Craig says 100 people, 31 stones a day, 3,100 locations. That's just 100 people. What if we got 1,000 people? Reclaim the territory. I don't know. I don't want to overdo this. Okay. Y'all with me? Anybody got a question? Anything? Let me show you something else before as we get rolling here. Okay. I'm going to wait. See, I'm going to do it, coach. You don't have to unmute yourself. I'm going to do it, coach. Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm the best of my ability, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be one of these people. And I'm going to do this, Lord. I'm going to reclaim territory for you, Lord. I'm going to do that. Okay. Now look. Well, number two, this is all important. Stay with me. Hey, can I tell you why? Hang on. I looked for my Spencer. Pull up our crooked Hillary shirts. She's going to go to prison. You know that, don't you? Do you know Hillary's going to go? Does anybody doubt? Well, we don't know what the justice system is going to do. Does anybody doubt Hillary's guilty enough? She'll be in prison. Anybody? Anybody doubt that? I got to get some more shirts made. aren't there any on there? Equal justice to her. I couldn't believe it. I got up this morning. I said, Michelle, where's my equal justice shirt? Well, I've been wearing that a lot. And you know where it is? In the washer. So look at that. Crooked Hillary, equal justice to her. Crooked Hillary. What's it say on the back? Lock her up. Crooked Hillary for prison. We run a prophetic ministry here. Huh? Yeah. Randy Lunsford took her down, baby. Oh, he did. Now, hang on before you get in there. Thank you for giving me this time. I'm telling you, it's all over me this morning. The Lord's helping me see some things that I missed, that I didn't understand about this. Number two, we're a prophetic ministry. Pull up two. We don't understand the prophetic. Okay, we don't always understand it. Okay, so folks, look, because they've told us in Evangelii Fish Christianum, fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. It's fivefold. They're offices. They're like positions on a football team. Sometimes the left guard has to become the left tackle. Sometimes the left tackle has to become the tight end. They're interchangeable. They are giftings and offices of the Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Those are five football positions that you play. And you don't know when you have to be the guy. Am I doing okay here? I mean, I don't care. This is so deep on me. Because I'm so sick and tired of hearing people talking about being a prophet. They're a prophet. Oh, I'm going to go over to this apostle. And people are calling themselves apostle. Folks, no, they're just positions. Okay. So I Googled today, what does a prophet do? By the way, walking in the prophetic. In various religious contexts, a prophet is someone who acts as a spokesman for a deity, delivering divine messages and teachings to the people. Understand this. You are a prophet to your family. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are. You are a prophet to those around you. You speak the oracles of God for God where it needs to be spoken. Often to power. Here's a more detailed breakdown. Wait a minute. They are seen as intermediaries between what I'm talking about, a prophet. We're walking in the prophetic. You're acting as they are seen as intermediaries between the divine and the human realm. Vinny, give me a boom. People said, stop doing it. I'm going to know somebody's awake out there. We are intermediaries between the divine and the human realm. We are. Often revealing the will of God or gods. Remember, this is a secular, right? This is secular. Prophets may also expose societal ills, call for repentance, and offer guidance on how to live in accordance with divine principles. Let me stop you right here a second. I hope you understand this, that if you are drawn to this show, this ministry, this gathering every day, you got a prophetic call on you. You got a prophetic. In fact, you're losing friends. Look here. So here's a more detailed breakdown. Delivering divine messages. What does a prophet do? Prophets convey messages, instructions, or prophecies from God. See, they call it deity because they don't want it to be, right? Huh? To individuals or to groups. Huh? What? Yeah. They often denounce sinful practices, such as idolatry. They go around telling people, you can't be doing that, dude. You can't be doing that. They call for repentance and obedience. They provide guidance and counsel. Who? Those who are walking in the prophetic. That'd be you. Providing guidance and counseling. They offer guidance on how to live a righteous life, often emphasizing justice. Announcing and the prophets may announce the coming of God's reign of justice and peace, while simultaneously denouncing the injustice and oppression of the world. Anybody see this but me? What is this again? Somebody help me out here. Equal justice tour? Equal justice tour? Crooked Hillary? Don't go away. Foretelling the future. See, that's what we've made the prophet be. Scroll down, Spencer. Foretelling the future. That's what we think the prophetic is, someone who foretells the future. Well, while not their primary role, prophets may also deliver prophecies about future events. Brother, I see this in your future. It's part of the prophetic unction. But to go to somebody and think that school of the prophets and prophets serve as role models often are seen as examples of holiness, scholarship, and closeness to the divine. You make people nervous. All right. Now, I could go more and more. I don't want to do that. Wow, I got so much here. So I want to show you something because this is I got to get some shirts made. The Lord is calling, Craig, Randy. The Lord's calling us back. The world it goes in cycles. And we keep coming in here all the time and talking about, we went to Hillary's and we did this and we went in there and we forget all that. There was a great, great prophetic unction upon the Equal Justice Tour. Say, what? Well, Spencer, pull up number two. No, pull up number one, the Equal Justice Tour. I Googled it on Facebook this morning. The Holy Spirit told me to. Indict Hillary for her crimes. Equal Justice Tour. When was this? When's the last post on this? Somebody stuck in there. 2024. Let the J6ers out and lock up Liz Cheney. Scroll on down a minute. Scroll on down. Equal Justice Tour. I don't know where all this stuff came. When I pulled it up, all that stuff wasn't there. This is an old thing that we've been doing. What is it? These are two, Spencer, going down there, Father, because this goes clear back to long way back. We've been doing this a while. This stuff didn't all come up on mine. I swear it didn't. Mine comes up. Spencer, maybe I gave you the wrong thing. Hang on. I don't think I did. It says on mine it's not available. It's not available. Okay, start right there. Here we go. Okay, go up one more. Go up one more, Spence. Go back up. Okay, go one more. All right. Look. This page is called for justice under the law for Hillary Clinton. She needs to be held accountable. Go up a little bit. What date was that? Does it say? No, it doesn't. Okay. I'm sorry, folks. I seem so confused here. What date was this? Hey, Mr. Numbers, what day was this? Was this posted? No, go back there, Spencer. Go back.
I'll put in the chat. I think something Mark Trump.
Okay, look. No, it says right here, May 17th, 2019. Scroll on down, Spencer. Hey, folks, we've been doing this a while. God's calling us back to this. What's this? September 19th, 2019. Cultural Warrior of the Year. Scroll on down. Keep going. This is where I want you to get. Keep going. Equal judge, what's this? July 18th. I don't know how, right there it was. July 18th. Oh, I know what happens. People come in and add to it. Stop a minute. You're making me dizzy. Equal Justice Tour, September 19th, 2009. We've been doing this a while, folks, and we got away from it. Am I making sense? Okay, so what I want to be able to show, keep going. Things that we, where is it? Things that we've done. Things we've done here at Coach Dave Live by engaging the prophet, the prophetic, out in the streets. We've been doing this a while, folks. We went to Hillary's. Look at these pictures of things that we've gone, things we've, look at that. What's that? Equal Justice, July 8th, 2019. We went to Chappaqua, New York. We called for the arrest of Hillary. That's the police department in Chappaqua. Pull another picture up. We've been doing this a while. We've been doing it. Look at this. We're at the parade. There's Bill Clinton in his white hair. Hillary. Hillary's in there. We're holding signs. If you can zoom in, what's the sign say? Go back a minute if you can. Justice for the Guardian of Liberty. Those signs say, indict Hillary. Indict. Hey, Craig, something's happening here. Randy, something's happening here. Look, huh? Keep going. Oh, these were all pictures. Just scroll through them of when we went to Chappaqua, New York. There's Coach Dave with Doug Hagg. Mark, Equal Justice. Folks, 2019, indict Hillary. Look at old Ray there. Equal Justice. Go on. Look at us. Hillary's the enemy of the people. We want justice for Hillary. Equal Justice Tour. We've been doing this a while. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Doug Hagman. Next one. Cops coming, holding us in. Hillary's going to come walk. Go next one. We were out on the streets, and then they cordoned us off. Next one. Folks, we've been doing this a while. The call for equal justice. Mark Trump's truck. Equal Justice Tour. Indict Hillary. Hey, folks, it's going to come true. Hillary's going to be indicted. It's going to be indicted. Remember Benghazi, the people she killed at Benghazi. Folks, come on. Don't you see this is coming true in front of us? Probe Hillary. Equal Justice. What day was this? June 5th, 2019. How long ago was that? That's before COVID. There's Serge. There's Doug Hagman on his knees. Oh, Mark. Oh, my goodness. What? Yeah, we're telling the people on the street what's going on. Next one. Did you guys know this was still alive? We did this stuff. Put it in the chat. Ignore Roe and justice for all. And friends, Hillary's going to prison. Hillary's going to prison. Because why? It was a prophetic unction. Huh? Oh, yeah. There's an anointing on this ministry. The staking is so important because it is a prophetic act. I could bring Craig in here, and Craig could run down a litany of things that we have done that most of you watching here don't even know it. You don't even know it. The salting of the waters. They're going to the federal courts. To go down and standing with my brain went dead. The pastor down in New Orleans. What's his name? Somebody help me out here.
Tony Spell.
Folks, these things that in our past we've been doing, and all of a sudden COVID came and it kind of shut us down. And I'm telling you right now, God is breathing on it again. He's breathing on it again. Craig said June 6, 2020. Okay, I'm going to shut up for a minute. I don't know if you guys feel the anointing on me. I don't know if you do or not. I don't know. Click on that picture of Hillary at the bottom there. Nothing comes up there. It does on mine. Arrest Hillary. Oh, yeah. If you guys haven't seen this, you can't pull that up, Spence. There it is. Huh? Okay, play this. Play this. This is you got to watch this, okay? I'm sorry, I'm feeling this so deeply. Hillary's explode, folks. Let's listen to 5 minutes of this. Go ahead.
Actually, be happening. A nuclear bomb just went off in Washington, D.C. this morning, 9 years really after the whole lock her up talk. Could this finally be happening? Recall CIA Director John Ratcliffe confirming that Hillary Clinton personally orchestrated and approved the Russia collusion hoax. Watch.
Think about the countless interviews that Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Jim Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan gave to the public, and testimony that they gave under oath about how Russia was involved in our election. And not one time, not a single time, did they ever reference what became verified intelligence, a Hillary Clinton plan. Verified, Maria, because in 2020, Hillary Clinton's own campaign manager took the oath under penalty of perjury in the trial of Michael Sussman and was asked about this plan and said, yes, there was a plan, and Hillary Clinton personally approved it.
Personally approved it. So that testimony happened.
Now listen, look, are you looking at me? Do you understand the lies of Hillary Clinton? How many men's lives were ruined? You understand that J6 came about because of the lies and the deception of our government with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama sitting at the top of it. Do you understand that? Do you understand that God demands justice? Think of Bill Dunphy and how much time he spent in jail. I think of Isaac Yoder and the time he spent in jail. I think of people who lost their jobs. I think of people who committed suicide. All of it perpetrated by a lie. We ain't going to go soft. Not going to go soft. Say, oh, well, coach, you know, no. This is the emissaries of hell released in the American government. And I want you to know this, that we, Randy Lunsford, we were a big part of the anointing that brought Hillary Clinton down. Anybody want to disagree with that? Anybody want to? They're going. You and I are going to see her with cuffs on. We're going to see it. I'm all over the place this morning. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I've just acknowledged to you that I'm all over the place. I know Craig's probably busting to get in here. Randy's probably busting to get in here. Anybody want to come on in here? Come on. So, folks, we're being called back to this. That's what the stones are about. Getting you engaged. Getting more people engaged. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's our time. It's our time to show up. We can't wait for our pastors. We can't wait for our elders. They don't get it. You have the anointing on you. You have that prophetic anointing on you. Don't let someone tell you that you're not righteous enough or holy enough. You're an emissary of Christ. You speak the oracles of God. We are the ones. Every place we put our feet, he's given to us as an inheritance. Come on, man. I'm going to need a shower. Indict Hillary. Indict Hillary, man. Crooked Hillary for
prison. Amen.
Crooked Hillary for prison. EqualJusticeTour.com. I don't even know if the website's still up there. I couldn't believe that the Facebook page is still there. Spencer, you did put that in the chat, didn't you? So people can figure out how to go to that and see that I ain't lying to you. I ain't lying. We've been there. We did it. We done it, huh? That Randy Lunsford went and laid his hands on the very gates of Hillary Clinton's abode, EqualJusticeTour.com. He prayed down those strongholds. And why are we surprised today that we see victories everywhere we look? Did you see yesterday? I know you didn't. Trump said, signed a bill, no more funding for Planned Parenthood. No more funding. None. No more funding. Happened by accident, you think? This stuff just kind of happening by accident? Or are we reclaiming the territory that the devil's stolen? That's pretty. It's pretty clear to me. Pretty clear to me. I'm sorry your church don't get it. I'm sorry they don't get it. I get it. I get it. I want to hear from you, Dale, here in a second. The prophetic actions and unction. Hey, Dale, here's one of the things that the Lord has shown me. The mantle has been passed. Do you remember when John F. Kennedy said the torch has been passed to a new generation? The torch has been passed. And I don't want this to sound mean or anything. The torch has been passed. Hey, Dale, what happened to Operation Save America? Who are they? What happened to them? Well, the torch has been passed. It's been passed. And we're going to pick it up and we're going to run with it. And we're going to get back out there and we're going to begin to do prophetic unctions, beginning with 31 days. Huh? 31 days. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do Operation 31, and all of us are going to spread out, and we're going to reclaim territory for God. And understand this, it's like planting a seed. You don't plant a piece of corn, and then an ear pops up the next day. It takes time to grow, but we are reclaiming territory. Catch my breath. Paul, come on in.
Absolutely apropos today. Thanks, Coach. Perfect timing. I can attest, you know, that 4 years ago when I was going through that COVID stuff, we were staking out the medical board, Masonic temples.
Amen.
there were prayer warriors all over. And I think what's the enemy gonna do when they realize what we are doing works? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to know. Because yeah. I, spiritually speaking, I know it exists. You know it exists. But does the enemy really understand it? You know,
I don't. The enemy may understand it better than we do, Paul. He may really understand it.
Then
you know what else the Lord showed me? Folks, you know what the Lord showed me? Are you ready for this one? The masks weren't about the virus. No. The masks were silencing the mouths of God's people. That's what the masks were. Shut your mouth.
Anyway, Coach, I'm going to send you a video this weekend. Greg Yates and me created over the last couple of weeks. It's a compilation of that justice system or the injustice system of when I was brutalized in a street there, Coach.
Yep.
I wonder your opinion on that one, but it's perfect timing in terms of justice.
It is. And Paul, Craig is all over something. I'm not going to unveil it. We're on the attack again, friends. We're on the attack again. Okay? See, political. I don't care who's in the White House. Do you know this? I get close to you because I want you to see me in the eyes. Hey, it ain't about Donald Trump. It ain't about the Republicans. The Republicans are so corrupt. The whole system is so corrupt that justice rolled down like a mighty river, the scriptures say, and the whole creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That'd be me and you. That wouldn't be Vivek Ramaswamy. You're waiting for me and you, right here where we live, every place you put your foot. Hey, it's prophetic time again, all right? The veil's being lifted again. It's prophetic time. You want to get involved or not? Worried about your family laughing at you? Because you know what? Some of you heard that voice. You've heard that voice. Are you obeying it? Are you cowering in fear? Worrying people going to laugh at you? What? Huh? Well, this new action we have, Operation 31, they don't even need to know you're doing it. Get yourself a bunch of stones and you go find places where the Lord tells you to, and you reclaim it for the cause of Christ, and you read a psalm a day for 31 days, and we're going to sit back and we're going to watch to be amazed what the Lord's going to do. Come on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, I appreciate that. You know, maybe Operation Let the Rocks Cry Out, because that, yeah, I'm telling you right now. Listen, Coach, if the church doesn't, that's exactly what the scripture says it will happen, is that the rocks will cry out. Spend $5, go to Lowe's or Home Depot. That's what's in my heart. And they got those nice gardening round smooth stones that you can take a black mark lock because they're nice and clean, and you can write that scripture on there. I think that's important. You know, you started the show talking about my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not obey. When you do an old study about the sheep and the shepherds, and they would be all over the cities, and they would come down in, and they would get something to drink at the inn or whatever, and all the sheeps are outside. When the owner of that sheep, he would go out and he would make his call, his sheep knew that voice.
Amen.
Another they wouldn't follow. And that's where that comes from, because he knew he was talking to shepherds, and the shepherds understood that the sheep know the voice of their master and they follow out. And Coach, this thing about this, just go back and read. How many years was it when you look at the main prophets, when you look at Daniel, when you look at Isaiah, there were years and decades before they went into Babylonian captivity. But one of them was the voice prior, that was Isaiah. right? And then you had you had Daniel, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah. These were all the voices of those going in, while they were in, and when they were coming out. You're talking like 200 years. Coach, this is coming to pass, and it's coming past rapidly. Yeah. Remember what Hillary Clinton said about Benghazi? You remember that under oath? What difference does that make now? Well, she's about to find out what difference it makes. Because she lived in a time where we know the saying that you could get away with murder, and that's what they've been governing by, thinking that they could get away with murder. And this thing is being unveiled. Job chapter 12, the deep dark secret things are being lifted up, brought to light, exposed, and I'm looking forward to it, Coach.
Amen, amen, amen. I got something else to show you. This is, folks, I'm just telling you that. You guys ever felt the anointing of the Lord? I mean, have you ever really felt it? I'm telling you, this is so of God. Craig's been prodding me. Randy's been prodding me. Others have been prodding me. Chad's been prodding me. We got this done yet? We got this done yet? Folks, manifestation of the sons of God. Trent, come on in. Now I got another one for you. Go ahead, Trent.
I like random timing as well, Coach. I think that's a whole day of, you know, staking these places. I think that'd be great. But do we have a time for it Saturday? Specific?
No, because we're in so many different time zones and it's hard for people to get their schedules. So just go Saturday, pick out Trent, see how well you listen. What are we supposed to anoint this weekend, Chad? Chad.
Trent.
What are we supposed to anoint this weekend,
Trent? Our homes.
The city limits.
You can anoint your home, the city limits. Go, drop a stone at the city limits of your town. That's where it starts. It starts today, August 1st. It starts today. Now, look, you don't need a lot of people to go. Go and do it. Whatever the Lord says unto you, do it. Do it. Operation 31 begins today, and then we'll do it again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. 31. Okay. Now, hey, I got to show you this. I lost myself. Lord Jesus. Pull up number 2B. Pull up 2B. 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 Friends, are you looking at me? There's a prophetic anointing on what we do here. It's a prophetic anointing. See, what does that mean? Well, here's the signs of a prophet. You ask me if this is right on or not. Scroll down, Spencer. Here are the signs of a prophet. Hang on. Remember, it's an office that you operate in. It's a gifting. And sometimes you move on. Sometimes you're a prophet. Sometimes you're an evangelist. Sometimes you're a pastor. Okay, so here we go. I don't even know who this guy is. Center for Action. How about that? How about that? The signs of the prophet. Over the next few days, first, a prophet is someone who listens attentively to the word of God, a contemplative, a mystic who hears God and takes God at God's word, and then goes into the world to tell the world God's message. So a prophet speaks God's message fearlessly, publicly, without compromise, despite the times, whether fair or foul. Wow. Second, morning, noon, and night, the prophet is centered on God. Anybody, you guys ever feel like that in the morning? All day, are you going along with the unction of the Lord on you, and you're looking and seeing this, and you're hearing this, and you're thinking this? Well, the prophet does not do his or her own will or speak his or her own message. The prophet does God's will and speaks God's message. In the process, the prophet tells us who God is, what God wants, and thus we are, and thus who we are, and how we can become fully human. Third, a prophet interprets the signs of the time. Jesus said, how can you see the storm clouds blowing, building, you know it's going to rain. If you can't tell what's going on, come on, Willis. Come on. Prophet's concerned with the world here and now in the daily events of the whole human race, not just our little backyard or some ineffable hereafter. The prophet sees the big picture: war, starvation, poverty, corporate greed, nationalism, systemic violence, nuclear weapons, environmental destruction. The prophet interprets these current realities through God's eyes, not through the eyes of the analysts or the pundits or Sean Hannity. The prophet tells us God's take on what's happening. Fourth, a prophet takes sides. Huh? Yeah, a prophet stands in solidarity with the poor, the powerless, and the marginalized. A prophet becomes a voice for the voiceless. Indeed, a prophet is the voice of a voiceless God. Fifth, all the prophets of the Hebrew Bible are concerned with one main question. Are you ready? Justice and peace. Equal justice to anybody? They call people to act justly and create a new world of social and economic justice, by the way, advancing God's kingdom, which will be the basis for a new world of peace. Justice and peace, they learned, are at the heart of God. Does anybody sense the anointing on what it is we're doing? Is this us? Is this what we do or not? God wants justice and peace here now. And the prophet won't shy away from telling us that if we want a spiritual life, we must work for justice and peace. Wow. Sixth, prophets simultaneously announce and denounce. They announce God's reign of justice and peace and publicly denounce the world's regimens of injustice and war. Wow. Wow. That'd be me. Sorry. That'd be Dale. Yeah. Yeah. I know some of those guys. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you this, they ain't got big churches. Like Martin Luther King Jr., they hold high the alternatives of nonviolence and disarmament and lay low the obsolete ways of violence and weapons. So the gateway to silence, do not be afraid. Craig.
Well, I think a good verse for your operation there is Micah 6:8. It's my favorite verse. It says, it's from the New King James. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So as you're walking your lands, or God walks you wherever he has you to do, I would put that in your phone or remember it. Honestly, I would just make that a memory verse. But that, we were talking about captivating your thoughts, right? Well, you're going to have to put some space in your brain and just remember that verse.
That's right. Because listen, the Lord loves justice and mercy. Think about them. Think, folks, of the millions of people who've been destroyed. COVID, J6. There's consequences to evil, and we're supposed to do justly. We're the ones. We're the purveyors of truth. We're the ones. Dangerous business. Huh? Oh, they're going to hate you, man. Oh, Matthew 5, quickly, I'm about out of time. Matthew 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went to the mountain, set his disciples in front of him. He opened his mouth. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. By the way, that's control. That's not fearful. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, not the peacekeepers, peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you. When men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, because they did that to the boys before you. They did it to all those prophets before you. They did it to all of them. Why? Because you're the salt of the earth. But if you lose your savor, then you get salty again. It's not good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden into the fence. Dudes, you're the light of the world. Quit looking for Donald Trump to do it or Billy Graham to do it. You're the light of the world. City set on a hill can't be healed. Men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel. They don't get a good church revival and go inside their church and hide it from everybody. No, no, they take it out and put it on a candlestick so everybody can see what's going on, the glory of God. So, hey, you, let your light so shine before men. You. They've been telling you all along that it's not by works. We don't need works. Is this works or not? Somebody help me out. Isn't works the outward expression of belief? Isn't it? You don't get works to get to heaven. Works are evidence of your faith. They're evidence of it. Let your light so shine before men. He didn't say, oh, no, don't you be out there in the streets holding those signs. No, don't do that. That just turns people away. Those are harsh. You're going to turn people away from the gospel. No. My light's going to shine before men. For some people, it's going to be too bright, and they're going to put on sunglasses, or they're going to leave. He said, don't think I came to destroy the law of the prophets. No, baby. I came to not to destroy it, but to fulfill it. And I'm going to bring justice and mercy. I'm going to bring if men of God ever manifest themselves. That's the way I see it. It's all right in front of us. So here's a question. I've got a couple minutes. I hope you feel guilty as hell if you listen to this today and you don't take part in this. I hope you feel guilty. I hope that you wake up in the middle of the night and said, Lord, I heard you. I heard that message come from that crazy coach. I heard it. But Lord, I'm going to ignore it. Here's what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm going to put a bushel over what I heard. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a bushel over it. Yeah. Lord, I'm going to cast my salt someplace. I'm going to do it, Lord. I'm not going to do it. And I pray the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God come upon you, because this is our time right now. Manifestation, sons of God, me and you, not your pastor, not your elders, not all the people you go to church with, you. If God has called you, whatever he says unto you, you better do it. See you on Monday. Is that Monday? I'll hear some great stories of all the rock dropping you did over the weekend. Saturday, get together. Let's do it. See you on Monday.